Ninth parak of Shvi'is Mishnah Beis. We're now going to be discussing the halachas of beer. As we mentioned before, beer means that although one is permitted to gather the food of the land on Shemitah, but he's allowed to hold on to it as long as there remains from that fruit for the animals in the field. Once there's nothing left for the animals in the field, one has to remove the fruit that is in his possession. The opinion of the Ramban, which is the way we pasken nowadays, is that's enough to be maskeret, and then he could take it back. And the Rambam holds that you have to actually destroy it. Now, how do we define that there's nothing left for the animals? So we have to, we look at the animals that live in his backyard, or we look in his whole neighborhood, we look in the entire country. So for this, the Mishnah says, Shalosh Arotzes L'Bir. In respect to beer, and defining that there's no food left for the animals, we go by three general Arotzes. One is Yehuda. This is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Eber HaYadin, which is the part opposite the Jordan River, the Yadin. There's a discussion that we've shown with this means the parts to the east of the Yadin, which will come out of Chiddush, that the east of the Yadin was also conquered in the time of Ezra and has Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, Bizman is there, at least a certain area of that. Obviously, Eber Yadin means the side west, which is the Eretz Yisrael side of the Jordan River. And it's just called Eder HaYarden because that is the area opposite the Yarden in the north-south. In other words, you have the area below the Yarden, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, the central part of Eretz Yisrael is Eder HaYarden, and the goal is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, Shalosh Shalosh HaRotzes were called Atas. The Atas. Each one of these three was split up into another three, which is the goal of the Elyon, the goal of Tachon, the Emek. In the goal case, it's split up into three parts. The northern Galilee, the southern Galilee, and the valley area. Tzachananya Lamala, from the town of Tzachananya and north, Kol Shein Megalah Shikmet, the area that does not have the sycamore trees, is considered the Gola Elyon. Tzachananya Lamata, Kol Shein Megalah Shikmet, from that city of Tzachananya south, where the Shikmet trees are growing, considered Gola Tachlan. The Tzveria, like the area around Tveria and Yam Kineret is considered the Emek, that is the lower areas of the Galil, other parts of Galil is mountainous as we know. Well, Yehuda, and Yehuda we have Aho, Vashvela, Vemek. There are also three parts, the mountains and the flatland and the valley. And the third grouping, the Rishonim say, is referring to the Eber HaYarden, which is Shvelas Lut, Shvelas Adorim, says that the Shvela, the areas that are sea level areas in Lud area is similar to the same status as the southern Shvela. The Hashalok HaMelech, the mountainous areas in this Eber HaYarden area is equivalent to the mountain of HaMelech. Beit Choron Ad HaYam Medina Achas, and also from Beit Choron till the Yam is considered one area. Now, there's just one major machlokes in the town of this Mishnah. Basically, we said there's three major areas, and then we split each three into three, which comes up as nine. So Tosfos in, and then many other Rishonim learn that even though there's three general ones, but it really split up into nine. And as far as deciding if there's any food left for the animals, you go by each one of those nine parts as a separate entity. Whereas the Rambam says, no, it remains as three. And there's a chiddush that even though each one of those three is made up of three different habitats. One is made mountainous area, one is sea level, one is below sea level. Even so, since it's considered one general area, as long as there is food left in any one of these three areas, then that entire, let's say Yehuda, which is made up of three different types of areas, if there's any food left in any part of Yehuda, one can still eat the food that he has in his home. And only when nothing's left in Yehuda does he have to get rid of it. If something left in gold doesn't help the Yehuda. But the entire Yehuda is considered one unit according to the Rambam.